send you something, however you
want. Bechavot. With your permission. Parashat Vayera, with your permission. This week's parasha, the Torah tells us that Hashem told Moshe, go tell Am Israel the four languages of redemption. I will take them out of Egypt. I'll save them from the Egyptians. I'll redeem them from the Egyptians. And I'll take them to be my nation. And the Gemara says the reason for four cups of wine on Pesach is because of those four languages that Hashem used to tell Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Torah continues and tells us that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell it to Am Israel. And the Torah says, V'lo shamu el Moshe. They didn't listen. Mikotz teruach v'avodah kasha, since to work so hard, a simple explanation. They didn't listen. Then the Torah continues, Hashem tells Moshe, go tell Paro to send Am Israel out. And the Torah says, Moshe told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, how do you expect Paro to listen to me if Am Israel did not listen to me? And then the Torah says, Moshe demanded from HaKadosh Baruch Hu an answer. Edaber Moshe l'Hashem lemo. The Gemara says, four times in the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu demanded an answer from Hashem. It's very, very strange if you know Hashem to say you demand an answer from Him. It's not just the chutzpah, but this means you don't know what Hashem is. And the Gemara said, here is the first one. Right after Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go and go to the power to let Am Yisrael go out, Moshe said to Hashem, I need an answer. So what is your question? The Gemara says, Moshe, it's not in the text, but the Gemara says, the way that the Torah puts it together, Moshe told ask Hashem like this, I want to know if the Redeemer is you. Again, he didn't ask Hashem, are you the Redeemer? It's not the same concept. When you tell somebody, are you a Meshulach? We tell him, Meshulach is you. It's a big difference. If you ask him like this, are you a Meshulach? Means like this. You would use someone, and are you also a Meshulach? If you ask him, Meshulach is you, it means, you know, you're looking for Meshulach. And you ask him, Meshulach is you? Says the Gemara, Moshe did not ask Hashem if he's going to redeem us. Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Redeemer is you? I need an answer. He says, excuse me, what do you need? That's what I want to know. I want to know if the Redeemer is you. And I need an answer. He says, what is the purpose of your question, Moshe Rabbeinu? Why are you asking this? And what gives you a right to demand an answer from Hashem? Hashem does not answer this. Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu, come over here, you and Aaron. Go to Paro. Be nice to Am Israel, even if they complain. It doesn't answer the question. You read the text after that thing. Of course, you have to remember the Zohar. As well said, when you read this parashiyot, you don't think for a second that Hashem tells you a story in the Torah. The Torah is not a book. It's not a storybook. It's holy. One letter is missing, the Torah is pasul. Who cares? It's a story. So the Zohar, it's not just not a story. This is just a prediction of future times. It's not the Torah tells you what happened in Egypt. No. The Torah tells you what's your future, what's your life, your personal life is going to be. So you have to figure out from the story what happened, and you have to take from that a lesson for yourself. The Torah tells you this, that Moshe Rabbeinu demanded an answer from Hashem. He says, I need to know if the Redeemer is you. Not if you're the Redeemer. If the Redeemer is you. And Hashem doesn't even answer him. He says, go take care of Am Israel. Okay. Then, in the text, right after that, the Torah is going to tell you the descendants of Reuven, out of nowhere, the descendants of Shimon, then the descendants of Levi, And in the Torah, I will tell you about Aaron HaKohen, the grandson of Levi. He married Elisheva, and he had four children. And one of them is Elazar. And Elazar got married, and he got a child, Pinchas. And the Torah concludes, so-called, that is sentenced by saying, now you know the two grandchildren of Levi, and one is Moshe, one is Aaron. The Torah says, this is Moshe and Aaron. And the next pasuk says, this is Aaron and Moshe. So comes the Gemara and says, let me tell you something. Why the Torah switches? Sometimes the Torah says it's Moshe and Aaron. Sometimes the Torah says Aaron and Moshe. So who is bigger? Of course, the bigger one you write first, so must be Moshe. But the next pasuk it says, who Aaron and Moshe? First Aaron. So the Gemara in the text, so the Gemara says, so it means that, you know, Moshe and Aaron are equal like one. So the Chachamim says, excuse me, Moshe and Aaron equal like one? What does it mean? Moshe equal to Aaron? How can it be? Moshe was the biggest. Moshe Rabbeinu. With all the respect to Aaron, okay. But you can't compare Aaron to Moshe. Who went up to Har Sinai? Moshe. Who gave us the Torah? Moshe. So what? How can you say the equal? Says the Gemara, yeah, the equal. Yeah, that's it. That says one time, it says Moshe and Aaron, and Aaron Moshe to him. And also the Gemara said, they're not only equal, they're equal like one. What does it mean equal like one? It means the one unit. What does it mean, the one unit? Then, after the Torah finished that, comes the Torah and so-called repeats. And the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, no, go to Paro. And Moshe said, I can't go. My mouth is blocked. Ani Aras Chatan. My mouth is blocked. Moshe said it before as well. My mouth is blocked. And then Hashem tells Moshe, okay, so you know what? I give you Aaron. You go together with Aaron. Are you going to be like the policeman and you go to Paro and Aaron is going to be your translator? Go with Aaron. Comes Rashi and Chumash and says, listen, I want to tell you something. It's the same thing, the same episode that was before. Already a few sentences before we had the same thing. And Moshe said he doesn't want to go, that his mouth is blocked, and Hashem told him to go. And it's the same episode, but you know, the Gemara says, the Rashi says, but it's not because since the Torah in the middle stopped and gave us some kind of description about the descendants of Reuben and Shimon and Levi, so now the Torah repeats back itself to what happened before. You should know where you are. It's not like you're reading a book. You know, you're reading a book. So the book tells you some stories, and then the book goes to another story, and after the next story, you have to go back to the first story. So the book reminds you, okay, by the way, remember the first subject, you know? First subject was similar, so and so. So we continue. Sounds Hashem and Torah is like a storybook. First, the Torah tells you, listen, Moshe told Hashem to Moshe, go to Egypt. Moshe said, no, I can't go. I know my mouth is blocked. And I demand an answer from you. And then Hashem said, listen, go with Aaron. And then the Torah said something else that's nothing to do with that. Some the descendants of Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, and then the Torah says, "Okay, let's go back to this to the real stuff now that we were talking before." Said, "Excuse me, this is a Torah. This is not a book. When you read a book, it's like this. When you read newspapers, it's like this. And you have so much information. And in the middle of the information, you have another information. By the way. So at the end, you go back. But it's the Torah, it's not like this." Come to Gemara and says like this. You should know. Four times in the Torah, Moshe demanded an answer from Hashem. Something very unusual. And it's exactly four times. First time in this is Parsha, and Moshe demanded an answer from Hashem if the Redeemer is Hashem. What kind of question is this? But that's what he wants to know. The second time, says the Gemara, is when Moshe Rabbeinu was sick. I'm sorry. When Miriam became sick. And she had Tzarat after she spoke about Moshe. And the Torah says in the text, Aaron came to Moshe and says, listen, look what happened to our sister. She has Tzarat, she has white spots. Says the Torah, in the text, says the Gemara, says the Torah that Moshe prayed for Miriam to be healed. And told Hashem, I need to know if the healer is you. What do you mean, the healer is you? What does it mean? No, I want to know if you're going to heal her. And I need an answer. He says, excuse me. Miriam did something wrong. Maybe it was not such an arad, the way the Rambam writes it. But Miriam did something wrong. And now she got the white spots. So now Aaron looks at her and says, where she is, Sarat. He says, Moshe, can you pray for her? So Moshe said, I need an answer from Hashem. What do you mean? How can you talk to Hashem like this? The third time, says the Gemara, says the Torah. But the Gemara explains, when Hashem told Moshe, you're going to die. So Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are you the one that you appoint somebody after me? And I want to know who is the God that you're going to appoint, and I need an answer. He says, Moshe, it's not your business. What do you mean you need an answer? How can you talk to Hashem? I need an answer for you. And the fourth time, says the Gemara, V'etchanan el Hashem v'etayil v'mur, as Moshe Rabbeinu in the last speech to Am Yisrael in Sefer Devarim, he says, I beg the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Lemor. He says, Hashem, I need an answer. He says, what's your answer? I need an answer if I'm going to Israel. He says, excuse me? What do you mean you need an answer? What does that mean exactly? So four times, says the Gemara, Hashem, so-called, we may say, was patient with Moshe Rabbeinu because Moshe Rabbeinu demanded an answer from them. Again, the first one is, this is Parasha, that Moshe wants to know if Hashem is going to redeem us. Hosei Chachamim the following. You know, the tefillah, the siddur that we have, the main thing is, of course, the Shmoneh Esrei. Omed Lifnei HaMakom, the Rabbam writes, that you have to fill in Shmoneh Esrei in front of Hashem. So Rambam writes in his commentary in the beginning, before Mordechai and Shekhar Torah made the siddur, people used to stand up and talk nonsense to Hashem. Talk nonsense. He wants this, he wants that, this. So Mordechai and Shekhar Torah made the siddur, made the text. And before there was no text. This text was just made time of Second Bet HaMikdash. Just before Second Bet HaMikdash. So it says Shulchan Aruch in the Torah that you should know that every paragraph has a certain numbers of words. You cannot just add words in the thing. Okay, the Chazan skipped, he doesn't know, so he added some words. He missed some words. But so Shulchan Aruch says that everything is according to the Kabbalah. Why? Every paragraph has exactly this exact number. When you take the Siddur, you count it. You see, those are the numbers. And that's how many words should be there. And Ariel said, a lot of times, Ariel said, if you want to pray for something, for example, the Refaenu, you pray for Hashem, you have for somebody in mind. Ariel said, in one place, don't say with your mouth, in your head. Hashem knows how to read your head. Don't say with your mouth. Because when you say your mouth, you add things in the paragraph, the number changes. And every paragraph is the precisely exact number that refers to that request here in this paragraph. So every word is precisely, it's not what here, what there. And so Chachamim say, if a person should pray to Hashem, you cannot skip anything. You cannot skip and you cannot add, because it won't fit the number. Again, the whole tefillah goes like this, says Ari. Everything, from the first letter to the last letter. But Shmoneh Esrei for sure. The Shulchan Aruch says in the Torah, the real is the written number. Now, four times in Shmoneh Esrei, when we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before we end the paragraph, we add a word, Ata. For example, the first one, Tislach lanu avim ki chatanu, Hashem, please forgive us. B'chal makenik b'shanu ki kelto v'salach, Ata. So why do you say Ata? You. What do you say for you for? You're talking to him. Hey, Hashem, please forgive us. Okay. He can end up. Ki kel tov v'salach. You're talking to him. Slach lanu avinu. What do you say? Ata to him. The first time. Second time. The next paragraph. Re'en avoninu. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look how much we suffer. Meriv arivenu. Fight our. The ones that fight us. Narinu mera leman shmecha. Ki goel chazak ata. Again, ata. What do you say? Ata now. Ki goel chazak. And again, Ata is at the end, before we say Baruch Ata. The third one is Refaenu, the next one. Refaenu, Ki kemel rofein imam barachaman, Ata. Again, what did it say Ata for? Those three. And the last one is in Shemei Atfila. He tells Shemei Atfila to Tachanonim, Ata. Four times. And again, this, the Shemoneh Esrei was made precisely. Sheknes Tagdola. The Gemara said this was the biggest bedin we ever had of the Chachamim. And you can't move from that. And you can't change nothing. You can't change. Not according to Shulchan Aruch. The two that every paragraph has exactly the same numbers. It means you must say this Atta business. You don't say Atta, it's no good. So why only four times Atta? What happened? Rami say those four times are exactly the four times that Moshe Rabbeinu demanded an answer from Hashem. It means like this. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. An amazing thing, we don't know who made the Haggadah Shel Pesach. We don't know. And some people say maybe the Onavi made it. We don't know. So all of a sudden arrived. We don't know who the author is. We know who put it together. But whoever did it, you don't see Moshe's name inside. And this is very strange. You can't even give some credit to Moshe Rabbeinu. Something. And I heard once that somebody had 15, true story, true, 15 children, and he said when he married off his 15th child, he said he wants to give a speech. So he said, I want to tell you everybody that I want to tell you the truth. I married all my 15 children without the help of Hashem. Hashem did not help me. And he said, religious guy talks like this. He said, let me explain to you. Hashem did not help me. Hashem did the whole thing himself. That's the goal in life. He should not say, Bezrat Hashem. Bezrat Hashem means Hashem is going to help me. No. That's already a negative thing. You can say, Im Yirtzeh Hashem. Yeah, if Hashem wants. But Bezrat Hashem, he said, B'Siyata Dishmaya. B'Siyata Dishmaya means that Hashem will give you something that He wants you to do it. But again, it sounds like Bezrat Hashem, but this is not the real statement. The real statement is Hashem does everything. So we read in those parashiyot, Moshe is going to come, Aaron is going to come. In Haggadah Shel Pesach, Moshe's name is not being mentioned. Nothing. Because Moshe himself, that's the reason the Torah says last week, parasha. And this is Parasha also, that Moshe does not want to go to Paro. I don't want to get involved in this. Hashem should do the job. If Hashem will do the job is done. If I'm going to be involved in this, no good. That's what Moshe, this is Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what Moshe said, I'm not going. I said, Moshe, Hashem is talking to you. What do you mean not going? No, he's humble. Forget about it. You can't be humble in front of Hashem. Hashem knows who you are. If Hashem says go, you go. No. I don't want to go because I don't want to be a partner in it. I don't want the Ezrat Hashem. I don't want. I want Hashem to do the job by himself. Finish the job. That Chachamim say that Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu when Hashem tells him, go to Paro and go to Am Israel, the four languages of redemption. I'll take them out, I'll save them out, I'll redeem them, and I'll take them to be my nation. Go to Am Israel. Am Israel don't listen. So Moshe said to Hashem, you know what, I don't listen? Because something's wrong with my mouth. So he says, well, you know what's wrong with Moshe's mouth? Moshe does not have the yoke of Hashem on him as much as it should be. Talks like this about Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, well, yeah. That's the truth about Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's take parasha. Says, well, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Kvad Terech Vad Lashon Ani. Anochi. He says, it's hard for me to talk. I stutter. This week he says, my lips are blocked. Aral Sfataim. My lips are blocked. He says, oh, you know what Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem? Listen. This is parasha after Moshe Rabbeinu arrived in Egypt. And he went to Paro. Paro said, no more straw for you people. You want to make bricks? You're going to have to go find your own straw. And then things got worse. And Moshe went to Hashem and says, why did you send me? I told you I don't want to go. It says that in the text, when Moshe speaks to Hashem, it says, Vayashav Moshe El Hashem, says, Hashem's name appears all of a sudden, not as the way we know Hashem, as a Yud and a Hey, Vav and a Hey, the way it says most of the time in the Torah. It appears like Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and Yud, Amonai. So it means the Zohar says Moshe talks to Hashem with not with the full respect to Master of Universe. The Gemara says, that Hashem wanted, Gabriel wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu on the spot. How do you talk to Hashem like this? Where do you get this, Moshe Rabbeinu? Why do you talk like this? Since the Zohar said, the Gemara said, because Moshe was talking on behalf of Am Israel, Am Israel suffered, so Gabriel did not do anything to him. The Zohar says, Moshe Rabbeinu was missing something now. And he says, my mouth is blocked. But I need from Hashem something, you know. Hashem, I see that I didn't speak to you the right way. And I did certain things that I should not have done. Therefore, I need from you an answer. My question to you is like this. The Redeemer is you. Not if you're going to redeem them. No. It's much higher level. Hashem's title is the Redeemer. Not Hashem is going to redeem. That's what Hashem has. Hashem is the concept of Hashem. He wants to redeem. As Moshe said to Hashem, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't think I want to go. Look, my mouth is blocked. It means I don't know you enough. Now you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need an answer. I want you to have this title, the Redeemer. For this, Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Chachamim say. We say, in 18, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goel Israel. Goel Israel means present. Before 18, if you remember, we say, Farbit, Shachit, we say, Gaal Israel. Gaal Israel is past. Goel Israel is present. Before 18, we say, Gaal Israel. How come 18, we say, Goel? I said, because Goel Israel, Gemara says, it's a present. Mashiach can come in 18. The Gemara says, Eliyahu Navi, Tot Chachamim, if you do Lachash Bechavana, Mashiach might come in 18. Gemara says, to ask Eliyahu Navi, who? Rabbi, you know, he said, you know, this guy is called Rabbi Chia, and he had two children, Chizkiah and Yehuda. Don't need Minyan, don't need Bet Knesset, don't need anything. Let them stay over here in the corner, let them say Lachash. Let them do Mincha right now. Lachash. He said, Baruch Atah Hashem, they're going to say Mechaya Metim, all the dead ones will jump and Bet HaMikdash. It's Gemara. Gemara says it. The Gemara says they went and they told Rabbi Chia and his two children, right away, Mashiach now, stand up, do Shemoneh Esrei. Do Shemoneh Esrei, he said, Baruch Hashem, Goel Israel, Mashiach comes. Mechaya Metim, the dead ones will jump. The Gemara said, Shemaim, they were very upset. The Leon Navi revealed the secret to the Gemara. And the wind started to blow and blew them away and they couldn't continue the Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Gemara, when you say Goel Israel and Shemoneh Esrei, Mashiach might come. He said, Mechaya Metim, come. I said, says, why? Because you say the word Ata. It says, Ki Goel Chazak Ata. Ata means, the first one you have to have in mind what Moshe Rabbeinu told the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Redeemer is you. That's why we finish the paragraph with the word Ata. Because that's what Moshe Rabbeinu finished. Moshe Rabbeinu told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Redeemer is you. I said, you. I said, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem, I cannot go. Look, my mouth. Look, my lips, I'm sorry. My lips, I'm blocked. I didn't speak nicely to you. Let's do parasha. And I don't, the Lord says, I don't feel the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on me. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him, wait 1 second. Then the Torah tells you the Moshe and Aaron, so-called heritage, how they came. It says, Reuben got married, Shimon, Levi. I said, the Torah says, okay, Levi had grandchildren, Aaron and Moshe. The Torah says, Aaron and Moshe, Moshe and Aaron. Says the Gemara, they equal. Equal. Says the Zohar, how can they be equal? Only be equal. So according to the Zohar, Zohar says, look, Aaron had an edge on Moshe. Moshe just had a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the glory of Hashem, that Hashem was, is, will be. Aaron, because he was Hoev Shalom, Rodef Shalom, This gave him the title that he knows what Hashem. After Acha Kamocha, says the Gemara, Re'acha Re'avicha Al Tazov, means Hashem. When you love everybody, it means you know there's Hashem. Because if you know there's Hashem, Hashem is the authority, you're not going to fight with anybody. Because you're under Hashem. How can you be under Hashem and don't like somebody? No such thing. I says, that's what Aaron HaKohen. Says the Zohar, look, it's a harmony between Moshe and Aaron. Right now, says the Zohar, Moshe does not have the authority of Hashem, but he has the glory of Hashem. Aaron, says the Zohar, he has the authority of Hashem. Together, the one, says the Zohar, you know what one means? My means, it's, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, you say the word Hashem, says Shulchan Aruch, you have to have a kavana. Hashem is master of universe, and Hashem was, is, will be. Says the Zohar, look, this is the harmony between Moshe and Aaron. Moshe, he knows, was, is, will be. Aaron, he knows, master of universe. Here comes the Torah and says, Moshe, you say, you together with Aaron. You together with Aaron, that's the redemption. This is what we need. And that was the answer of Hashem to Moshe. Moshe said, I need an answer from you. The Redeemer is you. Hashem said, hold it. Read the text now. The text is, who Moshe Aaron? Who Aaron Moshe? Moshe and Aaron together, the harmony. Now, this is the Geula. As Chachamim said, this is the Geula of Am Yisrael. If everybody will accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Master of Universe, and the glory was, is, will be. As Chachamim said, that's what the Torah writes it in this expression. Continues the Gemara and says, look, Moshe Rabbeinu, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, heal Miriam. I need an answer. Are you the healer? Is the healer is you? He says, what is this? Refa'enu. When you pray to Hashem Refa'enu, it says, the first thing that you know somebody was sick because did something wrong completely, not like Avimelech, like Miriam, did something wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem, I need an answer from you. The healer is you. That's why Refa'enu, we end. Melech Rofeinu Man V'Rachaman Ata. So you have to have in mind, Moshe Rabbeinu, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the healer is you, that Hashem has to heal us. Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael. You're not a doctor, my doctor, it's not your doctor. The doctor is a messenger. The healer is Hashem. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu demanded. He doesn't want to go to Egypt to redeem Am Yisrael, to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants Hashem by himself to have the title. The Redeemer is his, is him. Nothing. So when you say Goel Yisrael Shmoneh, that's what you have to have in mind. That's what Chachamim said. You want Goela, you want redemption. So you have a private redemption, a public redemption. You need something from Hashem, Yeshua, Goela. It says you have to refer to Hashem as Ata. It's not your doctor, it's not your lawyer, it's not nobody can help. You want only Hashem to do it by himself, because that's the concept of Hashem. Let's the Gemara continues. אז הצלחנו להבינו כי חטאנו ואז הקרים החלוסה וזה זבק כן טוב וסלח עתה רוץ עתה רוץ עתה אז זה גמרא עושה זה משה רבינו וזה וזה אג' אף ארץ ישראל למון תסוגות ארץ ישראל והתחנן אל השם בעת ההיא למור אז משה זה אומר אני דן זה פעם יום זה מות תיקו יש is the forgiven is you that's what we want to know if not if Hashem forgives no the concept of Hashem is that concept is a redeemer, this is a healer, and this is the concept of Hashem that he forgives. But not because he also forgives, he also does this. No. This is the concept of Hashem. That's what Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, told Hashem, I need an answer for you for this question. This is Slachon Rabbeinu, Chachamim say, you want from Asku, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Slicha, Mechila, Kapara, forgiveness, you have to refer to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, I need an answer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need an answer to see if that is the concept of Hashem. That Hashem melech mocher gesoleh. The same way Chachamim say, Shomei HaTfilah, Ki Shomei HaTfilah, Tachnim Ata. So you want Hashem to listen to your prayers? I say, one of the reasons Chachamim say, if you want the Tfilah to be accepted, is you don't pray for yourself. You pray for others. This is why the Shol Shmoneh Esrei is in plural, not in singular. But when you get to Shemiyat Tfilah, you say, Ki Atah Shemiyat Tfilah Kol Peh. You listen to everybody. Why is it Shema Kolei? הקדוש ברוך הוא, איזה נומר, אהב. שומע, שזה, השם, listen to your prayers, you know what? אתה. השם would listen if you pray for others. Because that's what השם. השם does not listen to one. השם listens because the concept of השם is to listen. But to listen for others. So how do you know? I said, look, Moshe Rabbeinu, before he dies, he goes to Hashem and says, I need an answer from you. So you need an answer from me. What's the question? Are you going to appoint somebody else to be the leader of Am Yisrael? Asher yetzeh lifneihem, asher yavo lifneihem. It's the person who should have mercy on them, should have patience for them. He should go in front of them in the war. I said, excuse me, Moshe Rabbeinu. What do you mean? What do you think? No. That's what I think. I worry about my Am Yisrael. Chachamim said, it's the whole purpose that in Shekhinah Sardolah they put Atta four times that Filah is to refer to the four times that Moshe needed an answer from Hashem. It's not for himself. It's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. And that's what the Torah says, you know, after HaKadosh Baruch, after Moshe told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, my mouth is shut, my lips are closed. Hashem says, listen, you together with Aaron, you're going to go to Paro. He says, what is it all about? I say, you read the text, it says because Moshe stutters and Moshe, no, says the Zohar, no, not because of that. Because you have to have in your head, Hashem is master of universe, this is Aaron, Hashem is Moshe. He says, this is the Kavanah, always to pray to Hashem, all the time, like this. And you have this in mind, those four episodes, in order for you to fill out to go up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it's called Goel Israel, Rofi Cholam Israel. It's now, on the spot, if you have this in mind, the sick person will jump out of bed. He says, you need a forgiveness from Hashem right now. I said, listen, what's Yom Kippur? I thought Yom Kippur is the day Slicha Mechal Kapara. He says, no, it's a different thing. Hashem is dates for Mashiach. Says the Gemara, but if you have in mind the right thing, Goel Israel, while you say in Goel Israel, in Shmonesre Mashiach comes. Likewise, what the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya Nishut on Sluch Shmonesre, if the women would not have come, Mashiach would have come then. I said, what do you mean, Mashiach? Mashiach has a date. No, Mashiach has a date. But this is the date of redemption. But not if you refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the redemption, the redeemer is his. It's a different concept. So if you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like this, Chachamim said, this is the concept, this is what the Torah means over here. And not Moshe goes, Moshe doesn't go, Aaron goes, Hazakin goes, no. It's how the redemption should be, is because you have to pray it this way.